This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world on the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, too, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their great job they do keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics too, and the people working construction, thank you for what you do keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and check out all the different things we have to offer over there. Well, joining us right now, 7 minutes past the hour, Ms. Rosemary, Mary, the prayer intercessor. Hello, kiddo.
Oh, Captain, I'm telling you, I've got to go fast tonight. Okay, everybody, this is the second part of our Showers of Blessing, and I'm telling you, I have had to change and add so many different things. Pray for me, I'll get through this. Okay, first, happy birthday to Eric. That's per the captain. By the way,
Eric the Marine.
Yeah, Eric our Marine, one of my favorite persons ever. Eric, we miss you. You know that. I'll be calling. By the way, pre-Easter, I'll be calling a lot of you people that haven't been on it. And he's an Aries, evidently. Yeah. So happy birthday, all Aries people. Okay. Also, welcome to Branson. See, I didn't get to do this last night because they don't usually get the first 2 hours, which is sad. But Branson, Missouri is very, very vital to me. I had to really stifle it when the captain told me because I got so excited I could hardly get through the show. There is a reason, and I'm going to give it next, the first of the week. There is a reason I love that entire area and was involved with it. Not only Branson, but the cities around there. And I'll get part of that. You're going to love it. And if they get to hear it, they will love it too. But regardless, what an addition. Mixon Farms, I'm going to add them to the blessing because I know Captain Talk, what a fantastic showing of people down there. I know that it's a great place. I remember when the captain used to talk about, but anyway, enough of this is extra stuff. I'm going to be redoing my entire list this week and we're going to, it's going to be a little different and they will be two-nighters. There's no way I can, they're going to be two-nighters for sure, but we got to get places and people in. Okay, let's go with the ones that I have to do tonight, and that is, let's start with Maria in Germany.
Yep.
And because there's a reason we don't have to. Well, maybe we do. We have new people every night. When I first came on, close to 5 years ago. Anyway, Maria was one of the ones that had been on the longest. She'd already been there, and she welcomed me, and we had more fun. I mean, I always felt like she was more American than some Americans, and I still feel that way. So to Maria and also all of you in Germany, Major Mac, thousands of you, God bless you, God bless you. Flip, my dancing partner, who's had a lot of surgery, he's had a rough year, but you know what? That means that these next few months are going to be better, Flip. So anyway, we're going to dance together again soon, maybe after Easter. David in Indiana, in and out of his igloo. And by the way, Flip is a friend to everybody. He's everybody's friend. I've never heard him say he disliked anyone.
Dave is not an igloo anymore. He's in a rowboat in the front yard.
Oh, God. You got all that. I'm sorry. Whoa. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay. I know the captain's going to go into the weather soon. Okay, Branson. I already said Branson. I'm sorry. Branson's on my mind. You gotta no forgiveness. I love them. All right. All you truckers, because you're so loyal, and there's so many of you. Catwoman, Road Dog. And by the way, thank you, Catwoman. I got them. Ed, for Gordon Food, I think he still drives for the Gordon Food Company.
Yep.
Mark the trucker. And by the way, all you Creek carriers, your big company, God bless all of you. I know that you're right there on the show every night. And the reason that I pull these people out, people, by the way, let me say this real quick because I missed it. There's always new people, hundreds every night, I would say. You've got to know something. When I put a shower as a blessing out, I'm going to be doing them two nights a week now, or I can't get them into one. But if I can, what they are, I pre-pray, and everybody on the team, everybody, you get blessed too. So not just these names, you get blessed too. This is just kind of honorable mentions. but I am going to be switching my thing around because I can't even read my, I've made so many changes this week for the first time in a long time, which is shows growth, Captain, shows growth on your
what?
Show.
I know.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I can't even keep up with you here. All right. Thomas, our local suicide jockey, trucker Eric, and all the rest of you. Al and your son in Nebraska, God bless you up there. Richard, our Marine in Oregon, and to all of you in that area. Sam, the paper man. Sometimes he's not on this early. Our paper relocator expert. Okay. I'm learning to say that.
That's
right
what
now.
He is.
Mm-hmm. He is. He's great and a wonderful person. I've spoken with him in Akitay and a lovely wife, too. So, Stephen Tylen. And by the way, you'll notice of these, if you're new, people are from everywhere. I mean, I'll tell you. All right. Sue, our retired 911 operator. Sondi in Wisconsin. Hope you're okay, Sondi, up there. Backgammon Bob. When he comes on, he's so quiet spoken. It's so sweet. But we love you. We love you, Bob. And also, how can I not say thank you to Dan? I never expected a call from him last night. It was a personal prayer request, one of the hardest I've ever received, may I say. I did not really feel in my heart there was much hope for that. But your dad, it is a miracle, even to me. And I'm keeping him in my, his problems in my prayer basket, Dan, just in case, because I do my prayers on Saturday night, in case you all didn't know that. So thank God. Yes, it is a miracle, even beyond my own. But I'm keeping prayer on it because it's God. It's God that's working that. So anyway, and I think I said Mixon Farms.
Yes.
I'm gonna be adding you all to my regular list. You need to know that. No, I don't have much time left, so I gotta hurry. Sarasota and Bradenton, all of you. To Terry, our overnight worker in Nashville. We haven't forgotten any of you. Tim, who's getting better, which I never thought he could, previous TSA worker. And also, Valdosta, Georgia, Jasper. I can't get through more tonight. This is why I need two nights. But God bless every one of you. You've been prayed over. Just know that. Thank you, Captain. God bless America.
You got it. Okay, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and I'll be right back. And the phone lines will be open. Kathy's going to give you the number. So, Kathy, have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by a brand new social media website called Hub, that's H-U-B, hub.life. And a lot of you have gone over there and joined that, and a lot of you are becoming my a lot of you people are becoming my friends over there, and that's all okay, and I'm glad to do that because I'm definitely, you know, opening up and expanding my horizons over there because it is a brand new website, and I'm over there for the same reason that I'm going to tell you about, and that is the fact that social media companies are enormous with way, way too much power. Enter into the mix Facebook, Twitter. They block you. They ban you. They silence you. The people that stand up for innocent life, that love God, that support freedom, that believe in American values. Well, at hub.life, that's H-U-B, hub.life, they are the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express your belief in freedom and basic decency. Now, stop being silenced, quit waiting to get out of Facebook jail or Twitter jail, and join people from all over the world at hub.life. Go over there, make some new friends, find out what it's like to actually be treated like a human being again. It's free to join, never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. And make sure you tell them that the captain sent you there, too. So there you go. You'll definitely see a totally different thing. Now, during the break and whatnot, Al was asking a couple of questions. And Al, I did see what Farrakhan said. And when Frank Silvato comes on in the fourth hour, we're going to have a discussion about that, plus the mayoral election in Chicago and a couple of other things going on there. And by the way, is Chicago the most crooked city in the United States? You can chime in if you want, but
We're going to be talking about it in the fourth hour, and we're going to tell you what we think based on the simple, plain facts that we've got, not stuff that's been made up, not stuff that people write about in blogs and they write their opinion and tell you this, that, and the other, but simple, factual things that are there that will tell you what it is that we know and how we'll base our opinion, Frank Silvato and myself in hour number four. Looking forward to talk to him. We always have a great conversation back and forth. And, of course, Frank's been a regular on my program ever since I started pretty much. So there you go. Now, also, we're going to change gears a little bit here and talk about some of the things that are transpiring around the world. For example, in England, Britain's Brexit drama has now gone into overtime. And by that, I mean Prime Minister Theresa May and the country's main opposition is trying to come up with some sort of compromise deal to prevent an abrupt British departure from the European Union at the end of next week. And it's an about-face that the left pro-Brexit members of May's Conservative Party are now outraged. As a matter of fact, May sought to forge an agreement with the left-wing Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, after failing three times to win Parliament's backing. And where that's all going to go, well, who knows? But joining us right now, I believe we got Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. Is that you?
This is me.
All right, go ahead.
You asked the question, is Chicago the most crooked city in the United States? Is the Pope Catholic?
Well, I was going to say it's either that or D.C.
Well, according to the FBI, a close second is Dade County, Miami.
Okay, I believe it. Mm-hmm.
Those are the two big ones that they are always investigating, local government corruption.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, typical liberal, I mean, this woman is off the reservation, too. So they're going to spend a lot of money they don't have.
You're talking about the mayor?
Of Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, the new mayor. Mm-hmm.
The new mayor. You know, you'll have a general election of sorts, but it means absolutely nothing up there. They couldn't elect a Republican if they had to. And right now they probably should have elected a Republican 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because this town is not only crooked, they just throw money at problems. They've got a real big pension problem there. I mean, that town has 17,000 teachers, 13,000 police officers, almost 9,000 firemen. It has a huge bureaucracy, and as old Mayor Daley used to say, every municipal employee is worth seven votes.
Yeah,
still counts to this day.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they've got problems out the wazoo up there. The suburbs seem like they do all right, but I mean, like Detroit, the Chicago proper, you've seen white flight out. You have seen some millennials come back into the city, but that doesn't last long. Once you start growing up and having a family, you're back out to the suburbs again. But yeah, there's you know, Rahm Emanuel, I thought he did a decent job as mayor for being a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But still in all, you know, he's an Obama guy, and they never did anything to reform, restructure government. They never did anything to lessen the cost or cut taxes. And well, you're just going to see Chicago probably end up like Detroit in the next 10 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're pretty close to it here. I'm only an hour south of there. So I have relatives up there. I'm there all the time. You know, the thing I never could understand, the great libertarian conservative Department of Economics, University of Chicago,
yeah,
had no influence in that town whatsoever.
No.
Because it was for limited government, it was to cut taxes, it was, you know, self-dependency, individual freedom, and that just not fits Chicago.
Well, you know, Bill Ayers is still a college professor up there.
I know, and he walks around with...
And his wife, Bernadette, what is it, Dorn?
Dorn, mm-hmm. Bernadette Dorn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a couple of rich kids that never grew up. He still walks around...
The bomber.
Yeah, with red... red shirts with big yellow stars on them.
Jeez.
Like the old flag, the flag of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
They never got out of the 60s. How he ever got where he was at, well, you know, you can see part of the reason why millennials are the way they are, educate, because he's a full professor, or he was a full professor, he's retired now,
yep.
of education.
Mm-hmm.
Who would stoop that low? But they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people like that in Chicago. Why deal with reality when you can fantasize about something that never has happened and never will happen?
Let me ask you a question about Indiana. Now, you're right there at the college, so you get to hear a lot from the college folks and whatnot, but that's kind of a rural part of Indiana where you're at, isn't it?
Well, sort of. It's a rural school. It's a land-grant school.
All right.
It's the 12th biggest university in the United States now.
All right, and we're talking about Purdue.
Right.
Yeah, and Boilermakers, I believe, is their nickname, right?
Right. Only university in the United States that has an industrial occupation for a mascot.
That's true. But my question is, are you finding more of a conversion towards the left? Are they going socialist on you there? Or are they finally keeping an open mind because you got so many rural aspects of the community there? You got factories, you got farms, you got trucks, you got big warehouses in there. What's going on there?
Oh, it's as liberal as anything. That's just it. You know, farmers as a percentage of the population, raw numbers, they decline year in, year out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, farming is like a caste system now. If you don't inherit it, you never will be one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weird. Purdue, in 1984, this is going back a while, Reagan's reelection against Mondale, the student body voted Republican more than any college in the United States. It has a reputation for being a conservative school. You have a lot of hardcore sciences there. You mm-hmm. have engineering, you have chemistry, physics, a lot of Nobel Prize winners in the hard sciences from Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't have the BS subjects like sociology or anthropology or political science. You gotta know math when you get to Purdue, about 90% of it, unless you're a liberal arts major. But that, it makes people be very analytic, very socially aware, more towards a conservative bent than mm-hmm. you were, say, if you were at a Northwestern
right.
or an Indiana University.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're in between Indianapolis and Chicago, about halfway.
Right.
So, you know, people have relatives that live in both. You know, Tippecanoe County, where this is at, we're about 160,000. So we're not a hick anymore, but, you know, we're far from being the biggest. Television market, I can tell you this from my days in politics. Lafayette, Indiana is the 212th biggest TV market in the United States. So we got a way to go, but we're between the third and
okay.
the 11th.
All right, I got to let you go because here comes the music, and look forward to talking again.
Okay, Captain Pat, I will talk to you later on publicly. For
all righty, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, chiming in, and I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Our first military and veterans news report coming up. I am broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has now sounded a warning, giving Mexico a year to rein in the flow of illegal immigrants at the southern border or face the consequences, beginning with tariffs.
What's more real
initially is tariffs on the cars coming in, a 25% tariff on the cars being made in Mexico coming in. You know, Mexico, prior to my becoming president, took close to 30% of our car business. Okay, that's a lot. That's a big, big jump. They did that under NAFTA.
The House Judiciary Chairman wants the Attorney General to release any and all summaries of the special counsel's Russia report. Some members of Mueller's team want more information to be released, saying that William Barr failed to adequately describe how the investigation of potential obstruction of justice included derogatory details about the president's actions. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this military and veterans news segment is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy is where you can go and learn how to be a certified aviation maintenance tech, something that is a job in high demand all around the world right now. And for more information, listen to this.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, I ran into a young man yesterday in my travels down in Bradenton, and he was asking me about the National Aviation Academy. He said that he was basically the epitome of what I talk about, in a dead-end job going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion. He was pretty much locked into where he was at, and he either had to stay there and suffer, or he had the opportunity to go to school at night, work his day job during the daytime, and become an aviation maintenance tech with the opportunity of a lifetime. So I talked to him for a little bit and explained to him that the National Aviation Academy has two locations. He doesn't have to go here in Florida. And by the way, he was from Massachusetts. So he, believe it or not, he was actually interested in possibly going back to Massachusetts up there to Concord, Mass, and taking a course up there because he knew some people that were working at Logan Airport that were making $70,000 and $80,000 a year as aviation maintenance techs, which is how he came about asking me the question. So in 14 short months, whether you go up to Concord, Mass, to the campus there, just outside Boston, or the one here in Clearwater, Florida, and take your training in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you need to go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and schedule a tour. Schedule a tour for one of the locations. Go there, see what they have to offer, talk to the teachers. You can even talk to the students if you want and find out what it is that they like about NAA, National Aviation Academy. Now, you can give them a call, too, at 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 659-2080, to find out more. Or go to the website, naa.edu. Either way, it all works. And make sure that you tell them the captain sent you, too. So the number again, 800-659-2080, and the website is naa.edu. Well, we still have a lot of turmoil and a lot of tension going on right now between Taiwan and China. It's not going to go away anytime soon because the median line, which is the DMZ between Taiwan and the Chinese mainland, was crossed not once but twice in the last week. And Taiwan said they would expel any Chinese fighters that were flying over the median line if it happened again. Now, expelled could mean a lot of things, but does it mean that they would actually shoot down fighters flying in their territory, which would really, really be an escalation on the part of Taiwan? Well, China claims that Taiwan is part of their country. They've threatened to actually go in and annex it physically by force with their military before. I don't believe that's going to happen because that would bring the United States into some sort of confrontation with China, and I'm sure they don't want that. But in the meantime, we'll have to wait and see where we go with all of this that's transpiring right now, and we are keeping our eyes on that because it's a daily situation. Now, I'm looking forward to meeting the General Richard Clark, who took control of U.S. Special Operations Command late last week here at Central Command, because we have the Warrior Games coming to town June the 21st through June the 30th. And I am involved in that. I will be there. At least four of the 7 games, and or 7 days rather, of the games, and I will be doing some sort of announcing. Not sure what the announcing will be, but I will either be doing some of the events or announcing, just general announcing, one or the other. Plus, we're going to have a live broadcast at the start of the games and then at the end of the games from the Tampa Convention Center. And I'm looking forward very much to that. I'm going to get a bunch of interviews from a number of the Wounded Warriors that are participating, and then we'll play each night. We'll play one or two or three during the course of the evening of my show for that 7 to 8 days that they're around. And I can't wait to do that because these are some just fabulous individuals that are participating in these games, and I just can't wait. It's such an honor to be around the Wounded Warriors. Such an honor, believe me when I tell you. And technically, I'm one myself from another era, but that's a story for another day. This is all about these young men and women. So I'm looking forward to meeting the General Clark, and talking to him as well. And hopefully I'll be able to interview him about the nature of the games and how important that is to everybody in the Wounded Warrior family. Also, I've been telling you about Turkey. I've been telling you about the F-35s and the parts that were not shipped to them this week, and the fact that a U.S. general, the one that's been nominated to lead the American forces in Europe, said that if Turkey, in fact, does buy the Russian S-400 air defense system, it should not get and will not get the F-35 joint strike fighter from the United States. Now, they have some pilots that are here learning how to fly them out over the desert, Luke Air Force Base out there in Arizona. And so far, they're being allowed to stay in the country and learn how to fly their aircraft. But it doesn't mean they're going to get them anytime soon. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Now, there is some activity right now, and I have not heard anything definitive, so I'm not going to put a rumor out there, but I'm just going to say that there is some activity out there with the possibility of some military police units being diverted down to the southern border with Mexico to help out with the influx of people that is on the way via these caravans we keep hearing about. And there definitely will be a move to vet them, catalog them, and then send them back where they came from, because they're not going to be allowed to stay in the United States, even if they apply for asylum, because that's being shored up a little bit by whether or not the need for asylum is imminent based on the country they're coming from and whether or not it's a life-threatening situation or just somebody that just wants to come here to be an American citizen. There is a difference. There is a difference. And they're finally going to step in and get technical with the understanding of who stays and who doesn't. Now, we've got the commissary system around the bases, and you guys and gals over there at MacDill and listening to me from other military bases are aware of the fact that the merging of the commerce and commissary and exchange systems is really something that a lot of you are concerned about, because a coalition of 27 military and veterans organizations have asked the leaders of the House and the Senate Armed Services Committees for more study and congressional oversight before allowing the DOD to merge the commissary and exchange systems. And that is probably a good idea, because they've had problems in the past. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, I'm coming back with our next Truckers, Highway, and Byway report, and we'll check and see if anything's changed. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, host of Armed American Radio. And you can hear him Sunday nights on about 250 radio stations across America. Go to armedamericaradio.org to find out more about that. Now, this is when we take another look at our highways and byways, so bring it on.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All righty, Merle Haggard and the original Moving On song. Who knows What's going on? It's coming on. But anyway, got to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive with those four dealerships. You serve, you save. They do that 24/7, 365. And moving along, severe thunderstorms containing damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes and heavy rainfall will be possible from portions of the southern plains to the lower Mississippi River Valley Friday into Friday night. And over the western U.S., a series of low-pressure systems are going to bring locally heavy rain, gusty winds, mountain snow from California to the Pacific now to the northwest into next week. Now, we do have a system where right now, Redding, California, on down through the Sierra Nevada mountains, we have got a winter storm watch as well as winter driving conditions above 5,000 feet. Now, if you're going across I-80, I'm going to tell you right now that later this afternoon into Saturday morning, you're going to have snow and it's going to get heavy at times. And above 6,000 feet, they're talking 1 to 2 feet of snow. So I can practically guarantee you, you're going to be hanging iron to go over Donner if you wait till later today to do it or tonight into Saturday morning. If there's any way you can make it over there by the middle of the afternoon, you'll be a lot better off before that system really settles in there. Now, you've got rain in the lower elevations. Anything above 5,000 feet, there's definitely snow, and that's Northern California as well as now Southern Oregon in the mountains. There's a lot of rain in Oregon tonight. There's some rain scattered across Washington. So driving back and forth I-84, you'll have rain all the way across Idaho. On I-84, you drivers headed up there down through the Hood Valley, you'll have it there. And if you're going to cut across, go up into Seattle, you'll have some rain till you get up, about 50, 60 miles off the Hood River, and then you'll be fine. Now, coming to the east right now on the Colorado and New Mexico line, the northeast corner of New Mexico and the southeast corner of Colorado, you've got some high winds. You've got a red flag advisory for the southeastern section of Colorado around Lyman, Colorado. Very dry conditions. Be very careful there. And up in North Dakota and the western part of Minnesota, you've got rain pretty much coming down the Red River Valley there, scattered showers. And then you've got a lot of fog tonight between the South Dakota and southern borders of Minnesota and the western part of Iowa and the eastern part of Nebraska. And then you've got more as you come down into Kansas, going into Missouri, a fog right there along that area, the Missouri River basin. And then fog in the western part of Arkansas tonight, as well as from about Houston all the way down to the Mexican border. Now, moving up north, we got some winds in Wisconsin, central Wisconsin. The winds are blowing off the lake from the north to the south, which means there is snow tonight because the temperatures have dropped dramatically up in that area. There is snow tonight in northern Michigan, a winter weather advisory there. There is snow tonight in western New York, south of Buffalo, straight south of Buffalo to the Pennsylvania state line. It is not along the lake. It is a little bit inland, and it's running down that away. There is some snow pretty much situated around the Watertown, New York area. And then you got some high winds in the western part of Maine and the northern part of Maine, and it carries on over to the waters there because you're going to have some gale force winds along the ocean side of Maine. There is some rain tonight. We heard from Jasper, Deborah and Jasper, telling us that it was raining up in Jasper, so be careful there up on I-10 or I-75 in that area. You might have some situations there. And other than that, you're looking pretty good. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And, of course, we do these broadcasts. We do check on the weather all night long, but we certainly do them the first hour and the second hour at the final segment, quarter till, if you will, to let everybody know what's going on out there in terms of the highways and the byways. And remember, right now at Moss Family Automotive, 0% down and 6 months without having to make a payment is the deal. So you can check your credit, and based on your credit, you can find out what it is that you'll have to do in terms of a down payment or if you need one at all. Now, mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check is the website. You can go there. It will not affect your credit score. It does not bother you at all. You'll check out what kind of financing you can qualify for by going to mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check. So trot on over there, find out what you got in the way of credit. And remember, you serve, you save. And always remember to tell them that the captain sent you. That's an extra $500 off the deal that you make at Moss Family Automotive. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning, her kiddo.
Good morning.
All right, I don't know what the Russians are doing, but the story that I just took a look at says the Russians are revamping their military bases in the oil-rich Arctic to make them, number one, more permanent, and number two, more defensive. Defensive of what?
Us.
Okay, so we're going to go in there and roll them out of the Arctic. But no, we talked about this before, that the Russians are up there and we're trying to get up there. And, of course, the Russians have got more icebreakers than we do, so they kept the passage open to go back and forth. We've only got, like, two Coast Guard icebreakers, one big one and one little one. And now we're going to have another one, another big one they're building right now. They're racing to get it done within the next couple of years. So they've got a head start on us up there in the north for sure.
Well, they've had one. When we went through sequestration during the Obama administration is when Russia began to really take advantage of their foothold in all things Arctic.
Uh-huh.
Not only is it about oil, but it's about communications pipelines. In other words, means by which surveillance can happen in all things, communications traffic. The United States was, trying to keep somewhat of a presence there, but we were, it was impossible during sequestration. So, we're trying now to pay a little bit more attention. We're trying to be a little bit more aggressive, but we are got a long, long, long way to go to catch up, and we're not there by a long stretch.
So, do you think that we're going to try to close the gap quickly, or are we going to, now again, the Coast Guard icebreaker, the big one, the new one they got coming in, we're 2 years away from it, so you can't really do a lot if you can't get there and brush the ice to get to where you need to go.
About a year and a half ago, I was paying a good bit of attention to what was happening in the Arctic, the competition between the United States and Russia. So I really can't speak to it now, where we are.
Okay.
I probably ought to start paying a little bit more attention.
All righty. Well, when we come back, Denise and I are going to be talking about some articles that she wrote yesterday. Now, she talked about the Border Patrol collapsing with the big caravan coming, and I just told you that there may be some military police units being ready to be moved, and some other things that are going on. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.